All right, thanks, Rob. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for The Worst. This, of course, the segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And then there are good prizes tonight. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival, which is coming up Saturday, September 24th, inside the United Center. We've also got tickets to theater. I've also got a pizza to give away. There's a lot to give away tonight. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text or you can call into that line. And I've got some great people in studio tonight to help us. Merritt Landsteiner is a stand-up comedian. Merritt,
hello.
Thanks for being here. Good to see
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
She is a producer at 10 at the Store, comedy showcase, first and third Thursdays at the Store Bar in Lincoln Park. It's this Thursday at 9:30.
Nine o'clock. Yeah, coming this Thursday, Danny Callis headlines. It'll be a great show. Free show.
There you go. A free comedy show. That's coming up here on the 15th. Merritt here to play the worst. Also, regular for the downloads, the worst, Mars Timms. What's up, Mars? How are you?
What's up, Jess?
All right. So Mars, of course, is the man behind Pimprov, which you can see every Friday. It's at the Chemically Imbalanced Theater, which is CIC at 1422 West Irving Park. You can also check him out. He's going to be at the Improv in Schaumburg in October, opening for Whitney Cummings.
Yep.
And also a new show on Netflix called Easy, which I'm going to hear about. I got to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool show. It's Joe Swanberg. A lot of Chicago people in there. TJ Jagodowski, Hannibal Buress. Orlando Bloom from Lord of the Rings.
No big deal.
Every girl in their 20s and 30s knows who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies. check that
and
out.
And also, you're in this issue, the quarterly issue of Men's Magazine, which is why you, if you're watching the webcam tonight, you can see a dressed up Mars Timms. He looks good.
Yes, that's right. I look like I should be parking cars and giving out bean pies right here. So
it's a good combo. It's a good combo. It looks
it's
good.
A good combo.
Mars Timms, and also special guest tonight. This is a huge, huge honor to
have. It's a greater honor for me.
Greg Holloman in studio. Greg, also with Pimprov. He's a longtime comedian who was also the star of Strangers with Candy on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Back in the day, one of the greatest shows ever produced.
Ever.
And it's great to have you here, too, Greg. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
being
Justin.
Here.
You picked me up off the street. I'm taking a picture outside the window.
I love this town, man. I love this town. I could be talking on the phone with Fred Willard and look out to the left, and there's Principal Blackman. And say, here we go. Let's do it. So let's have some fun tonight. 312-981-7200. Of course, we start the worst the way we started every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete!
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Pete.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Coughing. Not only yourself, but when other people are near you coughing.
There's nothing worse. If you make that a public cough, if you say public coughing, that's like when you feel like it's World War Z's coming on and you're in the wrong spot.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. That is a good start. But coughing and public coughing in general. Yep. Yeah, I agree. It's so funny, too, because in the radio studio here, we have a cough button.
Mm-hmm.
And every person who comes in goes, oh, cough button. What's this? It makes me cough. and then you explain that it's to mute the mic. And so everybody, I feel like coughing has become, like, that's a thing that the
Wait,
word
so
that
there's a button you press.
Yeah,
right
there.
Look
right in front of you,
Greg.
Really?
Wait, he still doesn't see it. He's looking. Ladies and gentlemen, he's looking. Get your cheater glasses
on.
Out.
And off.
I don't see it.
All right, we'll find it. We'll find it for you, Greg.
Greg's from Chicago Public Schools. He doesn't read that well.
Yeah, but you're from Chicago Public Schools on the west side. You spell it with a K.
That's the street version.
That is the street version. All right, Merritt, so why don't we start with you? Okay. All right, what's the worst, Merritt?
Okay, well, yes, I do stand up at night, but I do have a boring office job. And I think for anyone who works in the office, the worst is when you're walking to the bathroom at the same time as your coworker.
Oh, yeah.
And then you both enter the stall at the same time. And it's like, who's going to make the pee noise first? Or worse, if you have to do something else.
Like, I bail.
I hate that.
I bail.
Oh, my God.
You just pretend you're going to the stairwell?
Yep. I go walk right
past. I do that sometimes, but it's just the worst. I hate it, and I hate the small talk in general. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, I think for guys, there's no doubt that you'll bail. If you see two making a beeline for the same bathroom, you're like, you know what? I'm going to pretend like I'm just checking out this painting. Mm-hmm. And I'll wait 10 minutes. I'll come back.
Wait, hold on a second. You guys talk in between stalls?
Well, I went like walking down the hallway to the bathroom,
like
but yes,
in.
Some women will hold conversation between stalls, and I hate when they do that too.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Well, it's like if
we're
it's
not
like
supposed to know that
your best friend. That's but it's like my coworkers. Ugh, no.
Yeah.
No.
And then there's other. My office is like three different offices share a big bathroom, so it's like then there's people in there you don't even know.
You don't even know, right?
It's so awkward. I hate it.
We have one bathroom down here. That's just one toilet. And it's so weird, and there's this weird kind of code where if the door shuts, somebody's in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you will be in a position where you're like, I really have to go, and if somebody accidentally shut the door and nobody's in there, you don't knock. You just think someone's in there, and you just forego going to the bathroom. Cause, you know, it's like the code down here.
And you don't have much time in between.
Yeah, right, exactly. You have to make decisions quick. All right, Mars, what's the worst?
The worst is when you have a dog that is more fearful than you.
Oh, man. I hate fearful dogs.
I hate fearful. I was just walking from this event, and I'm fearful myself. It's like, all right, there's a white woman. It's dark outside. I don't want to get too close to her. But she had a dog, and her dog freaked out because I was walking up behind
like
her.
Like freaked out, like barking?
It didn't even just bark. Like, it cowered and like jumped to her. And she was like, oh, it's all right. And it's like, you have a dog. Your dog is your protection.
Yeah, the dog should be a little bit more stoic.
Yeah, I would be fine if the dog was like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, good job. Good job. There's somebody walking up. It's dark. Good job. But when your dog cowers, that's the worst because you have no protection.
There you go. All right. 312-981-7200. We're already getting some great stuff in. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. Greg Holloman, Mars Timms. Merritt Landsteiner, did I say that right?
Yes.
Landsteiner and Pete Zimmer. Everybody's here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 312-981-7200. Welcome back to Download. It's the worst here. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of great calls and texts that are coming in and great people in studio. Mars Timms. Of course, he's a regular here at the Download. Merritt Landsteiner, comedian and producer here in Chicago. And Greg Holloman, a TV star. We got TV stars all over the place. Yeah. Now we got Mars Timms as a TV star with this with Easy, with Joe Swanberg's show. And you're also going to be in Shrink, which is Tim Vault's show, on CISO, which is coming up, which is awesome.
Yeah,
we got a lot going on. We'll talk about all that stuff coming up a little bit later. Let's get right back to the worst. Why don't we go to Alan? Alan, what's the worst, buddy?
You know what the worst is? Cashiers that want to talk to you about food that you're buying at the counter. Hey, wow, you feel like chips tonight? I see you're into some ice cream. Yeah, self-loathing isn't enough. I really want something from you, too. This is great. Let's talk about it all.
Thanks, Alan. That's good. I like that. It's so true. Yeah. Appreciate that. That's what the – isn't that the Kristen Wiig Target bit?
Like Target lady.
She's like making fun of. Yeah. That kind of concept.
That got her on SNL, that character. She thought of that at Groundlings. I just listened to an interview with her.
Really? That was the one, huh?
Well, that was one of them, yeah.
All right, there you
Weren't
go.
Weren't you a cashier at some point, Justin?
I was. Thank you, Mars, for bringing that up. Nice. I was a cashier at Omni Superstores, which was the superstore push in the 90s. For Dominick's, when Dominick's, you know, when everything was bigger.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like they had the Super Jewels and the Super Dominick's, you know, it's kind of a precursor to Costco.
I remember Omni's, but I
remember Omni too.
It's gone now, but the, don't look for it, it's not there anymore. But the, my MO as a cashier is I was good. I was kind of like a Tom Cruise cocktail kind of guy. Like I could move I could throw the stuff up. I was like a show.
Oh, wow.
So I had regular customers who'd want to go. I had a line going 3 deep, you know, nobody in the other ones because they wanted a little piece of it. Yeah. At least that's how I remember it.
Oh, yeah, that's how I got remember it.
They're calling over to loudspeaker to open up more lines. I'll open on number two.
Nobody wanted
like,
nobody.
No.
No.
We're here for Justin.
That's right. All right, let's go to Sue. Sue, what's the worst, Sue?
Hi, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
You know, thank you. I could be in Walmart or Target or the Jewel, whatever, grocery store, any store, and the family or the little kids, they just are letting them run around and they knock the toys off the shelves and bounce the balls around or are running with the cart. I mean, I've almost hit little kids with my cart because all of a sudden they run out of the aisle.
Yeah, that's
and then
good.
the parent looks at you like, what?
Yeah, I agree, Sue. I will say that I agree with you on this one as someone who has a and small child, but also somebody who can't go down an aisle at the Target where like some of the sports equipment's at without picking up a ball and starting to throw it around. Like it's, I actually encourage it, and I apologize to you.
This
throwing
one.
Footballs and basketballs. I'm a chaos.
I have seen Mars Timms ride a bike.
I rode a big wheel, a green machine. I always wanted one as a kid, and I was in
a
Walmart.
Let me know where you're going to be next time.
All right.
Watch your ankles. Yeah, I rode a green machine in a Walmart, like just through the
39-year-old man riding a green machine. I'm like, what the hell?
Man, those floors are great for doing those like spin outs like in the old commercial.
Right. 312 has a good cashier one. The cashiers who don't know how to handle cash. And it's true. You get that now because it's all cards and it's all computerized. That if you actually pay with cash, like they're not quick to be like $12.42. They don't know how. They're not using the right thumb. Mm-hmm. They're not. You know, they're not moving fast. They're not using both hands.
They hate me then because I'm all cash.
You're all cash.
No cards.
That's that Strangers with Candy money.
That's it.
I got 20th century money.
Let's go to Teresa. Teresa. What's the worst, Teresa?
All right, the worst I have to say is several years ago I had gotten my first cell phone, mm-hmm. and I didn't know how come I kept getting messages on my cell phone, but it would never ring. So I called up the cell phone company and asked them what the problem was. And the first thing they said to me is, do you have your cell phone turned on? I didn't know you had to turn the cell phone on. All right, don't laugh.
The worst is when you don't know when to turn your cell phone on.
Oh, man. The worst is...
That's terrible, Teresa.
Being old with a cell phone.
But I will say this, that in the early days of cell phones, I think that was probably a big complaint was trying to figure out how you do it. So I wouldn't beat yourself up about it just the way that it is. But
okay.
All right, there you go.
It was nice talking to you,
Thanks,
too.
Teresa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. I mean, hey. I mean, I should have got the date on that if she was like, this was 2 weeks ago. But it sounded like it was a while back, right?
Well, that must have really bothered her.
Yeah, it really bothered her.
15 years later, that's the worst.
It happens. Greg's like 80, and he still calls me to like get his cell phone to work.
Can I beat him with your microphone? Just
yes, we have a news break coming up. You can do whatever you want with
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Let's continue on. I've got some great stuff. 708 says the worst is when Justin's line was too long. Thank you.
Call back.
Oh, I think we got a winner right here. 705 says, you know what's the worst? Goatees.
Oh, agreed. Seriously. As the woman on the panel, I don't like them.
That's a really good one.
Even worse is the little tiny patch thing they
do
down here.
Oh, the soul patch.
That's the only thing I grow.
You're a goatee guy? Oh, I don't know, man. I've seen pictures of me with goatees, and I was like, what am I thinking?
Yeah,
but it was always when I was single.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't think I ever went through any phase when I was with somebody where I'm like, oh, let me sculpt this.
That's kind of like the bad boy look, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it, that goatee?
You just have to have it sculpted well. If it's sculpted well, it looks good. You know?
Yeah, I know, but I have
you
some
tell
people.
Yourself that.
It's true. Well, you see
listen
a lot
to
of
the
people.
Woman in the room. Yeah,
listen to the woman.
Yeah,
it's no good. No good.
There it is.
Have you seen sculpted ones and non-sculpted ones?
I don't care.
See, she doesn't care. See,
it's all bad.
Well, there's a sculpted one makes you look like you're in Color Me Bad, and that's never a good look.
I wasn't thinking exactly that.
When you get to like that Backstreet Boys Color Me Bad kind of look, when you're sculpting like you're Eddie and Jobo, that's not where you want to be, right?
Don't
right.
Yeah, look at these guys.
312-981-7200 is the phone number to call. I like that one a lot. Let's see. Before we go to the break, let's get a couple more in here. 708 says photo enforced tickets. The worst.
Oh, yeah.
It is, man.
I've gotten one of those red light tickets.
I've gotten a few of those
now,
myself.
I feel like you all are going to get your money back. Because the government has pushed back and every little detail, and a judge has said, like, red light tickets right now are right. They're not giving them out anymore because they just the whole thing is up in the air because they didn't do due process. There's a lot of stories. It's so funny to see how the legal system helps people when a lawyer gets a photo enforced ticket. You know,
like, that's essentially it. When a judge is like, I got a photo enforced ticket. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to be a thing moving forward, but something tells me everything's going to be robots. So. Probably.
It will be. Yeah. You know what my thing is? My peeve is...
What's the worst, Greg?
The worst is all the other lines on the CTA trains, not feeling like the Brown Line. I was in Florida for a month. I've been in Florida for a year, and I came back like 3 weeks ago, and I got on a red line and everything, and then I got on a red line and everything was peaceful.
Oh, the Brown Line, yeah.
Cool. People are playing chess, and I'm like, what the hell? So
the Brown Line has always been that. The air conditioning works.
They need to make
it doesn't smell like that weird fire smell. Like that doesn't come from the Brown Line. You're
every
right.
Train needs to. That's what the CTA needs. Everything needs to feel like the Brown Line.
That should be their new slogan, right?
Everything. Look, I'm a Green Line rider. I'm a West Side person. And if I don't have that fear in my heart when I get on the train, it just doesn't feel right.
Merritt Landsteiner, Mars Timms, Greg Holloman in studio tonight. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get the update on tonight's news, and we will be back. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Thanks, Rob. It's the download here. It's the worst. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here, complaining about the worst things in society for prizes.
Yeah.
That's Greg Holloman. You may know him from being a part of Pimprov, which you can see Friday nights at the CIC. Also, he's in the new show Shrink, which is on CISO, and of course, stars Strangers with Candy.
Yeah.
A great show that was on Comedy Central, which is crazy to think almost 20 years ago. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Right?
Yeah. I don't want to think of 20 years later.
That's how I met Greg Holloman.
There you go. Mars Timms, another man behind Pimprov, but also you can see him at the Improv in October, opening for Whitney Cummings. You can also see him on the new Netflix show, Easy, Joe Swanberg's show, which is it out now?
Comes out September 23rd.
There you go. It's also in Men's Magazine this quarter.
Yes, I'm a fashion guy.
What does that mean? Does that mean like you got a spread and everything?
That means he's performing at Roscoe's on Halston.
No one knows what that means, 80-year-old. That means
I know what that means.
You know, photo shoot. I was very fashionable with my comedy shows, and they did a whole article about me being the in-arena host for the Chicago Bulls last year.
That's right.
And about
right.
Pimprov and all the few things that I'm doing. So yeah, it's
and they dress
great.
and you get to dress up. That's
and I get to dress up and look pretty cool.
That's cool. And Merritt Landsteiner is here. She's a producer and comedian here in Chicago. She produces the show 10 at the Store on the first and third Thursdays of every month. It's at the Store, the bar in Lincoln Park. This Thursday, 9 o'clock, Danny Callis is the headliner.
Yes.
So that's coming up. This would be the third Thursday. I guess that's right.
Yeah, this Thursday. Already. Come on out.
Maybe
there we go.
Have me in the future.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
See,
I'll get you
networking.
On in the future.
This is networking. All right. There we go. All right, so why don't we get right to it, back to it. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what's the worst, Kathy?
Hi, my worst is the park sign, the park speed limit sign, which is bounded by Archer Avenue, Ashland, and Wood Street. It's east of Wood Street in Bridgeport area, and there is no park. It's totally residential.
Okay, so it's still, but they have like a no, you can't park, or they have a
no, it's
oh,
a
they
park.
Have a
you have
speed
to lower
limit.
Your speed limit right. Because there's a park, P-A-R-K.
Do you call an alderman on that? What do you do? What do you do with that?
I don't know, but it's really weird. They have it all around McKinley Park, but there's a park area around the whole area.
Right.
But on Archer, between Archer, between Wood and Ashland, it's a park, P-A-R-K speed limit, 20 miles an hour during that whole block, and there is not any symbol of a park at all.
Spray black paint on the sign and make sure there are no cameras around.
Well, that's going to be tough.
I would say increase 20 miles per hour.
There you go.
And you'll
all
be
right,
arrested.
Kathy. Well, thank you for that, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Very specific.
I love how specific people are.
But I love it because I'm thinking, I know that area, and I'm like, okay, so where is that? I know Mount McKinley and the whole thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But where? I'm trying to think where there wouldn't be a park on Archer and Ashland. Well,
I don't know.
All right. Let's go around the table. Mars, what do you got? You got any more?
Yes. The worst is when you give someone your cell phone to take a photo of you and they end up taking a selfie of themselves.
I might have just done that. Hey.
I appreciate it. Now I have a photo of you.
Yeah, exactly. Now you have an embarrassing photo of me that you can use. I did an ugly face.
Looking completely startled, like, is that
You're
me?
Coming up with worst in the moment. I like that. That's a mentality. That's a mindset. I like it. Improv. All right, Merritt, what do you got for the worst?
I'd say the worst is that website, Facebook, you know, that website.
Yeah, sure.
When you send someone a message and you can see they read the message and they don't respond, but yet they are posting a bunch on Facebook. Right, and it's right. just a big middle finger to you.
I think that, and there was a new thing, I think it was direct messages for Twitter. They're upgrading it. And I think they're rolling it out. I saw this little article where they're going to double down and go to read receipts and all the kind of stuff that, you know, like, so the idea that happens all the time with Facebook. And I am someone who, you know, I get a lot of messages that come through for Facebook for the job and people want to talk or book things that sometimes you read it and you're like, I don't have time right now because I'm on the show or whatever it is. And you always do feel embarrassed because you're like, oh, well, I didn't get a chance to write back.
Yep.
But Twitter's going even further in that direction, which you're like, I think you would go away from that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know what there's, like, people are craving for more information of who read stuff and didn't get back to you, right?
Yeah. I'm scared of Twitter.
Make me feel worse.
You're scared of Twitter?
I'm scared of Twitter. I'm on Facebook, but I stay the hell away from Twitter.
What scares you about it?
I don't know. It's just, I think when the girl from...
Ghostbusters?
I can't think of the name of the show. Anyway, she got... She said something crazy on it, and she got busted.
Yeah.
And they gave her a lot of flack for it. And
you can't go on there talking trash.
And that's tough when you're a comedian, too, because you have to find that line and walk it. And nowadays, it is really hard to walk that line. And
they went after Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah
really?
Started, because years before that, he was trying out material on Twitter that was right on the line. And they were saying that this was inappropriate stuff for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem when you're a comedian trying out jokes that might be a little bit over the line.
Yep.
Yeah, I stay away from Twitter. I was scared of
there you go.
5 years ago.
There you go, the worst, Twitter. All right, Pete, you got any more worse?
I have one that's kind of similar to the reading the Facebook message, but this is more personal in that I was at a Cubs game, and I was towards the right field fence, like in the outfield, and one of my buddies is up on a rooftop. I could see him. So I'm like, I got to text him, meet up later. So I text him, I see him, and then I see him pull out his phone, look at it, and then tuck it back.
That's awesome.
So it was like,
are you guys still friends?
We're still friends.
Did you text right away, say, I saw you?
Yeah.
No,
you should have been like,
I think I just steamed.
I just saw
you should have been like, hey, that shirt looks really terrible on you or something.
I just said, like, wait, what's up or whatever, and...
He was like, back not your message.
Wow, that's tough. All right, let's go to the text here. 214 says, the worst is when you're in class and the professor asks a tough question and you know the answer, but you can't raise your hand because of pit stains.
Pit stains?
Yeah, sweaty armpits.
So when all your classmates' eyes make repeated pit stops on your pit stains, that's the worst. Wow, that's the... 847 says, the worst is when your phone, which is also your alarm clock, shuts off in the middle of the night. Then you wake up 20 minutes after you should have already been at work.
Yeah.
Why does it shut off? So you got to plug it in.
Yeah, I know. You have the plug right by your bed.
You're assuming that they have a smartphone like yours.
Yeah, well, who's got an old brick phone?
I do.
Greg Holloman, 80-year-old comic.
224. What's the worst? People who have to bring their whole family to Walmart or the grocery store. Why do you need mom, dad, 5 kids, grandma, and grandpa? Make one list. One person can shop. It's not rocket science. Get a grip.
Hey, they're enjoying their family outing.
It's family time.
And
it's
kind of
nice,
I think. In the car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let them be.
Yeah. 847 says, the worst is being 50, living in Rogers Park by the Howard L for 30 years, and now the burbs for 20, and having no idea what the blue, green, red, or brown lines are.
That is pretty sad.
That's pathetic.
Well, I can understand. If you were out of town, let's say you moved out of Chicago in the 90s, you would call the Brown Line the Ravenswood Line.
True.
Yeah. You would call it different things. Yeah. The Howard Line. Like, you wouldn't call it by the colors.
Yeah.
What was the Dan Ryan?
The Red Line, right?
That's the Red Line now, but it wasn't called the Red Line then in the 90s.
No, it was 95th Street, Howard, and I guess the Blue Line has the hook.
Yeah, there's
a lot of stuff.
Green Line Inglewood. Does. Is like West Side also. And then there wasn't even a pink line back then, I don't think.
Yeah, so maybe as we work this problem out for 847, we realize that we empathize. We feel for you.
Yeah, right. That South Red Line was the don't get on this red line if you don't belong.
I grew up on a farm and moved here knowing no one, and so I learned them pretty fast. So, you know.
People figure it
just
out.
Just get with it, yeah.
All right, let's keep going. 815 says panhandlers are the worst, and the ones at 290 in Harlem, the worst of the worst.
Hey, man, that's my exit. That's that Harlem 290 exit.
815 says the worst, hands down, is when you lay down for bed and a bug flies onto your TV screen. That is funny. Do you lay down and get all comfy?
Yeah.
Right on Jimmy Fallon's head. And you're like, oh, get out of there.
In the middle of Narcos.
Yeah, right. The worst is when your girlfriend makes you laugh so hard while you're brushing your teeth and you start coughing and choking, ultimately throwing up a little and having to start brushing your teeth all over again.
I need that girlfriend.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like the worst because you're laughing when you're going to bed. That's nice.
You sound happy.
You're too happy to be.
Thanks for rubbing it in, dude.
Then they have amazing sex and sleep sound. They have matching, the worst.
Matching pajamas.
The worst. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Two dogs.
All right, here we go. 224 says, the worst is being the only female in a 5-person van pool. No one talks. We have to listen to WBBM News repeating every news item and what time it is. From 5:45 to 6:30 every morning. Kill me.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
That is a winner. That is
being
good.
The only woman in this room, I hear you.
Now, hey, it's just like 45 minutes of news.
Yeah.
All right. And 815's got, when a friend calls for help with his car at 3 a.m., but when you drive 30 minutes to help, you find out he called someone else closer who has already showed up and helped, making your trip pointless.
Kill him.
That's a winner. That would really make me mad.
That would make me mad too. I understand the plight though, you know. When you got a flat or something, you're calling everybody.
Yeah, you're calling everybody.
Text an update saying someone else is there.
Yeah, right. That seems like technology would be there for you to fix that situation.
Yeah, mass
Mars
text.
Timms, Greg Holloman, Merritt Landsteiner in studio. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. Our last break, we'll come back, and we will give you the winners from tonight's The Worst.
Ooh.
Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Come 815 says the worst is when you drive an hour to Chicago to have a reunion with your college boyfriend of 40 years ago, thinking romantic thoughts, and when you meet him, he introduces you to his 26-year-old girlfriend.
Oh,
shame on you.
Oh,
shame.
That's the worst. Stab.
At least give her a heads up before that the 26-year-old girlfriend's going to be there.
Yeah, like
when
again.
People spring crap like that
again,
on others.
Text, right? That's the whole thing.
But that was
or included in the email. I don't know.
She went in there thinking that. You don't know that the guy like told her that. He was like, oh, I can't wait to see you.
It'll be great to see you. Yeah. Right.
I mean, that long?
Merritt's feeling it. She's really trying to unpack this one.
I can't agree with you on that one, Merritt.
All right. 224. This is good. The worst is when you get to the age, both chronologically and physically, where you start listening to all the ED commercials and wondering which one really works.
Yeah, I do wonder.
773 says, when someone in your family who you love very much cannot stop with the humble bragging. It's cool. We know you're awesome. Stop it.
Yes. Humble bragging. The worst.
And 773 says the worst is when you're broke, so you borrow money only to find some money you hid from yourself a week later.
Squirrel.
That's no good.
Drinking problem.
Yeah, right?
Why were you hiding the money from yourself?
All right, let's get to some of these callers. Adam, what's the worst, Adam?
Hi there.
Hi.
It was probably about circa, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, and back when, you know, chat rooms were kind of still a thing. Sure. And, you know, you get used to using the lingo, you know, like LOL and all that stuff. And I when I type, I kind of mouth my words while I talk, you know, like, you know, and I was on all day on the computer and, like, you know, in this stupid chat room. And I had to get up and go to the bank before it closed. And while I was in line, I was talking to the teller and she said something funny. And I actually said the word LOL out loud. Like, you know, I laughed and I was like, LOL. And she was like, what? You know, and I was like, oh, nothing, you know. And then she knew what I had said, and she, you know, I just sit there, you know, the whole time, and I just felt like an idiot. So
you should have pawned it off like you're you know, I'm sorry, I work in tech.
Yeah.
Work in tech. I
didn't know what to say. I said it so plainly, and she knew what I said, and she was like, what? And I was like, oh, no, I was just, yeah, I don't remember.
You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand. Yeah, you're not as cool as me.
I just thought of that one.
If she was cute, well, you could have said lots of love. I don't know.
I should have tried that next time.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that. And then finally, Carol, what's the worst, Carol?
Oh, the worst? Did you actually already have me? Did you? Going to the drive-in movie? I was one of the first callers.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
You got it already?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Thank you for that. I don't know what she's talking about. Could be from a different episode. Okay, so we got all the stuff. I want to thank the panel that's here. Merritt Landsteiner, you can check her out. 10 at the store, first and third Thursdays at the store in Lincoln Park. This Thursday, 9 o'clock, Danny Callis is the headliner, stand-up showcase. Mars Timms, who does Pimprov at the Chemically Imbalanced Theater, CIC, 1422 West Irving Park, every Friday night. You can also check him out at the Improv in October. He's opening for Whitney Cummings. He's also in the new Joe Swanberg's Netflix show, Easy. And Greg Holloman, great to see you. Is also in Pimprov. His show Shrink, or he's on the show Shrink. It's on CISO, of course, from Strangers with Candy, which was a tremendous hit 20 years ago.
Loved
it. Thank you. It's one of the best shows ever. All right, so we got the top three. Let's go through this. Let me read. I got to do this. I got to read the prizes. So for third place, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Second place is going to get you a pair of tickets to the Barty Bunch, playing at the Mercury Theater Chicago from September 15th to November 20th. Come on, get happy at this musical parody mashup of a dozen Shakespeare plays set in the 70s and featuring the warring sitcom families Brady and Partridge. Get tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com or call 773-325-1700. And first place is going to get you a pair of tickets to the sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival on Saturday, September 24th, inside the United Center. The Outdoor Free Festival starts at 8 a.m. and doors to inside open at 9 a.m. The first 10,000 fans to enter receive a Brent Seabrook bobblehead.
What?
There you go. All right, so we've picked our three, so why don't we do this? Number three tonight, if you guys are ready. That's a little drum roll. There you go. Number three, you know what's the worst? Goatees.
Yep.
Goatees gets third place.
CC Soul Patch.
That's right. There you go. All right. So we are on our way. So third place. All right. So second place tonight comes from 815, and it says, when a friend calls for help with his car at 3 a.m., but when you drive 30 minutes to help, you find out he called someone else closer who's already showed up and helped, making your trip pointless.
That should have been number one.
That's ridiculous, right?
That is ridiculous. I feel her on that one.
It's the worst, really, because with the advent of technology, a text could easily be like, yo, just called someone, Rick's coming by.
And even if you didn't have texting, call them back.
Right. Yeah. Maybe a phone died in there. I don't know, but it's just, that is the worst. Yeah. 3 a.m.
Your phone died in the middle of the night, even though you were charging it. What? Isn't that somebody?
That was somebody, right? All right, and 224. Really. I'm sticking it to the man. All right, so number one tonight comes from 224. The worst being the only female in a 5-person van pool. No one talks. We have to listen to WBBM News repeating every news item and what time it is from 5:45 to 6:30 every morning.
It's 10:58.
That is true. Just the idea of that visual of you sitting in the van at 6 o'clock, just being like, nobody's talking and everybody's shoulder to shoulder in a van.
Yep.
That just sounds like the worst.
That's guys, though. That's guys in the morning. I know.
Guys don't talk in the morning.
Guys rarely talk, but in the morning, coffee, definitely,
You know what you should try to do, 224, is you should try and see one day, just go, hey, I don't know, can we listen to Eric and Kathy? See what happens. Or even better, hey, you know what? Steve Cochran's really good on WGN, and see if they go for it. right?
Yeah,
just
go
get
for
out
it.
Of the to yeah. change the routine up.
Right? That's what I do.
You show them who's boss.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Merritt Landsteiner, Mars Timms, Greg Holloman. Thanks, guys. Great to see you guys.
Thank
man,
you
thanks
so
for
much
for having us on here.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you,
Justin Kaufman. That's the guy right there.
That's a man. Man.